Paul Caddis joins us. Paul, how was that for a debut?
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. Obviously, Peterborough had a lot of the ball, but we came here to do a job, and I think we done that. We thoroughly deserved the point. I thought we could have got the three. I know they had a lot of the ball, but we defended really well, and I thought the goal could have been offside, but these things happen.
It looked offside from where we were, because obviously we're right down the line, but they're a good side and we cope with them well. But from the off, we took the game to them. You had a good chance yourself early on. It was important to score first.
Yeah, it was. Just to put our foot on the game, impose our qualities. As you said, we started well, got a few balls into the box, came inside, had a shot myself. But I think it was important. We're resilient today. We showed a lot of character and we dug in. And I think maybe that's been lacking the last couple of weeks. Once we concede a goal, it's 2-3. So we're delighted that once we did concede, we stayed in the game as well.
You're kind of a newbie, even though you've been training with the guys for the last couple of weeks or so. Can you see the commitment is there? The effort is there, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you can never doubt the effort. It's just sometimes that game knowledge and that know-how to once you do concede, just to be solid for 10, 15 minutes, because you do become vulnerable straight after you concede. And I think we've done that today very well. I thought the three centre-halves headed everything out of the box.
Yep.
Big Rich caught a lot of crosses for us, took the pressure off us. And to be fair, I thought the two wingers worked very, very hard. It was a tough job today.
You're giving David Ball some stick, because obviously he was kind of the outlet ball, but at the same time you wanted him tucking back in.
I needed him in because I was on a booking and that Dumbelly's yeah. rapid, so I needed him in beside me and for me to try and stay in my area as well. But I know Bolly. I worked with Bolly at Swindon, and the two's were at Swindon together. So I know he's a really hard working guy.
How did it feel to be back out there? Because it must have been really sort of difficult time for you. You want to be playing football, but obviously you want to be playing at the right club.
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to lie. I did find it extremely difficult. There's obviously days where you get a bit down, and you just want to get back in the game that I've always wanted to do when I was a young lad. And I left Blackburn and to be brutally honest, I struggled to get another club, and you start doubting yourself. And then I came into training with Bradford, and I felt good, and obviously there was an opportunity for me to sign, and it was one that I couldn't turn down, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you enjoy playing right back? Somebody said described you as League One's Cafu, because you were up and down in that first half, kind of saving your energy a little bit second half because you had to. But
yeah, I do enjoy it.
You like right back?
Full back's my position, yeah. That's where I've played most of my career. Today, obviously, I was at wing back, but it was arguably full back and ended up over camp behind the ball. But again, I think we showed a lot of resilience, a lot of character, and as a team, including the lads that come off the bench, collectively, I think we deserved the point.
They put us under the cosh, but we actually had a few good late chances as well, didn't we? We got them on the counter.
I mentioned that at half time. I thought that the counter-attack could win us a game, to be honest. Mm. Just stay in, get them, because we knew they would go a bit gung-ho and they end up, and they would try, and they're at home, they want to try and win the game. And we did have a few half chances. I think the ball from Bolly to Paney was just half an inch.
Yep.
Honestly, half a yard, and he's in goal. So we did have chances, but I think it was important just to be solid, get a point at a difficult place and build on. It's a big week for us this week at the club, so
I was going to say it's like a foothold, isn't it, on where we go from here, and then it can turn around. You've been in the club, have you seen enough to suggest that we're probably in a false position and we can improve and can get better and can get out the relegation zone?
I know people say we're in a false position, but we're in the position we're in, so we've got to deal with that. We've got to deal with the pressure that comes with it. We're a big football club in this league, and we've got to maintain the quality, the work hard. I think at the very worst, you've got to work hard. If you don't work hard, you won't get anything you deserve. And I think, to a man, I think we worked very hard today.
Are you going to be sore tomorrow, do you think?
I'm normally a two-day man. I'll probably be sore on Monday as well.
But you're looking forward to your time now at Bradford and doing everything you can to help the club?
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned before in a previous interview, I've been in this league before. I've survived. I've won leagues. So I think I know what it takes. I think I can help everybody, and hopefully myself and the club can go forward and go higher up the table.
Yeah, you can also translate the manager, can't you, to the rest of the players? Nice to have a fellow Scot in charge.
Aye, but I translate in different words that he says.
Keeping it clean. Well done today, Paul.
Cheers.
Good debut for you today. Top man, Paul Caddis, joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.